Day 19, ask 5 people for help. So today's call to action is pretty simple. You're going to make a list of at least 5 people to ask for some kind of help or assistance, and then you're actually going to ask them. The basis for this falls under 2 principles. Number 1, we are not good at asking people for help, at least most of us, the collective we. But at the same time, most people like to help. You help people, don't you? It usually feels good when there's something you can do that's not that difficult, it's within your power, but it makes somebody's life better. So even if your side hustle is a solo effort, it may take a village to help bring it to life, or at least to support you along the way. So that's principle number 1. Principle number 2 is don't spray and pray. Instead, be specific. So it is not very helpful when someone wants help, but they're not specific about what it is. Especially if you're getting help from other busy people. It's so much easier to say yes when someone comes and says, like, hey, here's what I got going on. Can you do this one thing for me? Here's exactly how you do it. I'd be so grateful if you could. So I'm going to give you some examples in a moment, but first here's some subjective advice for asking for favors in a way that will get you the answer you want. You want to make sure you think long and hard about your 5 people. You want to make sure they're a good match for the specific ask you're making. Then you're going to make your list. You're going to write or call each person to tell them about your project. You're going to explain one thing about yourself and something about why your hustle will help people. And then, as I said, you're going to ask for one specific thing, not a shopping list. And of course, you want to make sure the thing you're asking for is something that that person is able and positioned to do. So what could it be? You need 5 people. I'm going to give you 10 ideas. You may already have some ideas of your own. You may already have the people. But just in case, hopefully some of these will get you thinking. Number 1, maybe you need something for your website. Or maybe you don't have a website. You need help making one. Number 2, you need something for your email campaign. Or maybe you need your first email campaign. Number 3, maybe you need something else technical. Ask yourself, what are you trying to figure out that you're stuck on? Number 4, graphic design. Maybe you need some design help. Now, I do want to caution you and say kind of easy now, because I'm sure we have designers listening to this who always get asked for help from their friends. I don't think you should necessarily expect your friend who's a designer to make your whole website for free unless you're doing something for them of comparable value in return. So just making that disclaimer there. Number, 5, I think, setting up a social media strategy or maybe implementing that strategy using tools like Buffer and Hootsuite. Number 6, introducing you to an expert or influencer, someone who could perhaps help spread the word. Or number 7, actually spreading the word, posting on Facebook or another social network to introduce their friends to you. Number 8, being a test customer or guinea pig, having that person go through a process of checking out on your website or otherwise reviewing your system and your process, and then telling you everything that was confusing or difficult for them. Now, here's a tip when you do this. Don't explain anything to them up front. Just send them to the website or whatever it is. Because usually what happens in these situations is you've described the whole idea and you send them to a website. And you say, oh, and by the way, make sure you notice this. And, you know, here's how you do that. And there's this feature I want you to check out. Don't do any of that. If they're truly a test customer or guinea pig, they have to figure that stuff out for themselves. And if they don't figure it out, it's something that you probably need to fix. So it's not helpful to over-educate them before they actually go through the process. Number 9, serving as a legitimate reference or testimonial for your product or service. Again, it needs to be legitimate, but if you have performed this service for someone, or if they can speak on your behalf, maybe they're willing to write a little blurb for you, an endorsement. And number 10, helping out in a hands-on way if you're actually shipping a product, if you have to put something together, if you have to appear on site at an event. How can they be physically present for you? How can you get somebody who will actually show up and do something for you? So those are 10 ideas. Feel free to take the ones that work for you and add ideas of your own. The whole point is to come up with a list of at least 5 people and 5 specific asks. That's your call to action. Identify 5 people that you'll ask for specific help with your new project. Good luck.